Peter Chapin faithfully brushes and flosses his teeth every day. He's hoping preventative measures will keep his teeth and gums healthy enough to forgo a trip to the dentist. Chapin works as a carpenter and struggles to make ends meet when jobs are hard to come by. Getting regular dental care is difficult because his schedule conflicts with regular dental office hours.
Last summer I called a few dentists, but they were all busy for a long time, and they were more expensive. It is a problem making an appointment that has to be weeks ahead, because if I get called for a job, I have to go for the job, and I cancel everything.
Kristen Wetzel is keenly aware of how difficult it is for patients like Chapin to get in to see a dentist. Wetzel is the office manager at her husband's Rantoul Dental Office. For Kristen Wetzel, a typical Monday morning at the office means answering a constantly ringing phone. Patients call complaining of toothaches, broken fillings, and ill-fitting dentures, and all need to be seen as soon as possible. She tries hard to balance a busy patient schedule, but Dr. Roger Wetzel and his hygienist don't have enough hours in the workday to meet the need. New patients calling for a regular checkup and exam have to wait up to 6 months for an appointment. Patients needing fillings or other restorative work have to wait 3 or 4 weeks. It's easy to find emergency slots kept open for toothaches, but Kristen Wetzel says covering all the needs takes patient cooperation.
They have to be more flexible than they might otherwise want to be. So if they assess it as a real emergency, then they'll have to take whatever time is available, even if it means taking off work. And then if it's for a cleaning appointment, they have to be happy with the cancellation list and not knowing right at the time that they call when their appointment will be. But I think that we do a good job of getting to everybody. It makes more stress on the work environment, though. There are a lot of days that are just really hectic trying to get everybody in who has a bona fide emergency and is a patient of record.
The delay in getting an appointment at Wetzel's office is not unusual in Champaign County, where patients find scheduling non-emergency appointments weeks away is routine. But the situation is actually better in Illinois than in other states. Statistics from the Illinois State Dental Society show in Illinois there's one dentist for every 1,250 people. In Wisconsin, there's one dentist for every 1,700 people. And nationally, one dentist serves an average of 1,800. Even though statistically Illinois is better off, Champaign County's 85 general practice dentists and specialists are in high demand.
I mean, everybody tries to see people, and you prioritize and you triage.
Dr. Barry Howell is a board member of the Illini District Dental Society in Champaign County.
You know, you try to take care of those people and those issues that are most likely to be pain or currently are pain issues. But if every person in Champaign County suddenly showed up on a dentist's doorstep tomorrow, we don't have enough people. There's just not enough dentists, not enough time in the day for the dentist to see the total number of people.
Adding to the problem is the fact that many patients request appointment times after school and after work. Appointments between 3:30 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon are the most popular. But Dr. Wetzel says expanding hours isn't the best solution. Studies have shown that patients often break late day and Saturday appointments. With appointment times at such a high premium, he says it's easy to understand why last-minute cancellations and broken appointments make dental providers upset.
That's more of a challenge now, I think, than it was before, where you don't have as much flexibility in the schedule, and so if somebody doesn't show up, then, you know, can you find somebody to fill that slot?
The Dental Society's Dr. Howell says an average Champaign County dental practice serves about 3,000 patients. For people who have limited financial resources, the odds of finding a dentist who will see them are low. Very few dental practices are open to patients with Medicaid coverage, and few offer installment payment plans for services. That means longer waits even when suffering from an acute problem, such as a toothache. Amy Penfold is the coordinator for the Dental Referral Program at Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. The program helps low-income people get services with participating dentists who accept payment on a sliding fee scale.
Our program's the only program or dental program for people in the area, but we have a waiting list, and just the fact people have to wait a month or two to get in to see a dentist, that's a problem. And a lot of the people that contact us are in pain and need to be seen immediately, and, you know, there's not really any kind of emergency dental care for people out there right now. I think if they're able to pay, then it's not such a problem to get into a dentist. I know I have had callers who saying they can pay for a dentist, but they're having trouble getting in, but I think those people are usually in within a week or two to a dentist if they're able to pay a full amount.
Kristen Wetzel says a full schedule may present challenges, but dentistry is a business. Dentists need to be busy to make ends meet. Wetzel's office is a typical dental office, she says, and carries a high 60 or 70% overhead. That means that 6 or 7 cents of every dollar made goes towards expenses, such as lab fees, utilities, and employee benefits. She and her husband choose not to participate in HMO or PPO programs because they don't want insurance companies to dictate the type of care provided. They do devote 2% of the practice to patients on Medicaid, but can't fit in any more. Wetzel would like to see more dentists open their practice to Medicaid patients. She suggests that if every Champaign County dentist would devote just 1% of the practice's gross to Medicaid patients, the gap in dental care for low-income people would disappear, and no single practice would be overburdened. For Smile Healthy, I'm Lynn Crandall.